Welcome back to the Orlando Insider News Roundup from 4th until 10th May 2026. A lot going on this week, mainly Universal building things large enough to be seen from space. First up, the Fast and Furious coaster. You can now properly see track inside Universal Studios Florida. Supports have gone up near the Hard Rock Cafe and sections of the blue and white track are in place. This thing is going to dominate the skyline when it opens in 2027. The ride's got spinning coaster cars, multiple launches, and a vertical spike going 170 feet up over City Walk because apparently Universal looked at Stardust Racers and thought, not intimidating enough. You don't even need to like Fast and Furious to be interested in this. Half the appeal is going to be watching people in City Walk suddenly realize there's a coaster train hanging above them. Universal's also confirmed its summer entertainment lineup. The Mega Movie Parade is back from 22nd May through to late August with floats based on Jaws, Back to the Future and other Universal films. It's one of those things people still seem surprised. Universal does well. Disney gets talked about like it invented nighttime entertainment. Meanwhile, Universal's throwing drones, fountains, projection mapping and fireworks across an entire lagoon every night with Cinesational. If you've never done Universal in the evening during summer, it's worth staying for. Different atmosphere, completely once the sun goes down, parks still busy, music everywhere, City Walk packed, everyone carrying those ridiculous glowing popcorn buckets. Over at Hollywood Studios, the Monsters, Inc. land is finally starting to look like an actual place instead of a construction site. More buildings are going vertical, and you can now start to make out the shape of the area properly. Hollywood Studios needs this as well. At the moment, the park's a bit strange, layout-wise. You've got incredible rides, but half the day is spent walking from one side of the park to the other, wondering why everything feels so disconnected. This should help a lot once it's finished. Still no sign of the Doors coaster yet, though, which is the bit everyone actually wants. Quick one before the last story. Book your awesome Orlando holiday with Orlando Insider at orlandoinsider.co.uk. You get your own Orlando guru who helps plan the trip with you before you travel. There's also Park Planner, which tells you the best days to visit each park, plus ride alerts that let you know when queue times drop while you're there. Just visit orlandoinsider.co.uk. And finally, Disney's decided to open half the resort within about 10 days. We've got the Muppets version of Rock and Roller Coaster opening, the new Millennium Falcon mission at Galaxy's Edge, Soarin' Across America returning, Bluey arriving at Animal Kingdom, plus more Hollywood Studios expansion news, all landing at basically the same time. You can tell Epic Universe is getting close because Disney suddenly remembered it has loads of things people like. The Muppets coaster playlist was announced as well. The five songs are Song 2, Born to be Wild, Love, Roller Coaster, Rock, Rock, and Walking on Sunshine, which feels less like a carefully planned soundtrack and more like someone handed Animal an old cable and just accepted the consequences. Still, better than another scream-based ride with dramatic orchestral music and someone shouting about saving the universe. That's it for this week. See you in the parks.